What up, Vigilantes? I wanted to come to you and have a friend-to-friend conversation with you guys. Most of the time I'm having guests or I'm doing a walk and talk. I just wanted to look you in the eye and just have a very candid conversation as to where crypto is. And this came about because I've been going to a lot of events and I find myself constantly surrounded by people asking me the same questions over and over again, which made me realize that the reason why I'm here and the reason why my co-founders and other analysts and I took on this vocation with the crypto vigilante is to educate, because education is really what is most needed. So I'll give you an example. One of the most popular questions that I'm asked is, when do I get into crypto? And I get asked this question a lot during when we're at the top of the bull market, and which is kind of funny, because when the best time to get into crypto, they don't ask me these questions. So if you were going to put billions or millions into crypto at the top of the market, I would have said, hey man, hold off till, you know, there's a correction. And so guess what, guys, we're at that point in time right now. And ironically, not a lot of people are asking me that question, because human psychology just allows itself to be carried away by whatever is grabbing their attention. And crypto is not really grabbing people's attention right now, because we are at a Bitcoin bear market. And there's a lot of interesting things happening in the Bitcoin world itself, which we'll get into in a little bit. But this would be the time to get into crypto, to position yourself as we confirm a bottom in Bitcoin and as things shake out in Bitcoin in general. Now, there are two worlds of crypto that I have to explain to you. The first world is the world that is native grassroots, where real innovation happens. And that is the world of crypto that I am mostly in touch with. That's the world of crypto that where true innovation comes out of, where the emphasis is peer-to-peer. In other words, the use of the blockchain. Let's stop right there. Let me just give you a quick definition of what a blockchain is. A blockchain is nothing more than a network of computers that come together in the most topological, most efficient way of interconnecting between these computers. So we come to understand crypto and Bitcoin as money, digital money, bits that move. But it doesn't just stop there. It expands to all data. And so we can get into that later in another video. But right now, what I really want to drive home to you guys is that there was a hijacking of Bitcoin. And to think that there wasn't a hijacking of Bitcoin is to be naive. At the very least, you have to realize and you have to accept that these technologies are very subversive. And everyone knows this. Bitcoin is supposed to supplant the bank, where you don't need a third party for your voluntary exchange. This is why I emphasize the phrase peer-to-peer technology or peer-to-peer digital cash. Anytime you have an intermediary, you get in the way of that peer-to-peer exchange. The other world of crypto, the one I'm not really a part of, but I am stuck having to follow like everyone out there, is the world of the banking cartel and Wall Street that have felt threatened, that rightly hijacked Bitcoin. I mean, just read the Epstein files. It's all there. And then made sure that we would have a banking 2.0 infrastructure where these technologies, these crypto technologies, blockchain technologies, are just mere instruments used by them, where we forget about the peer-to-peer nature of these technologies and we just focus on giving the banks and Wall Street our attention all over again. And that's very unfortunate. That is the world of the psyop of crypto. And that is unfortunately the world that has taken over the attention of people. So what happens when these two worlds find each other? This is what happens. We bring out grassroots innovation, the banking cartel, the VC cartel, those who are of legacy TradFi feel themselves threatened, what they do is mimic. Try to copy and mimic as much as possible what is being offered in the peer-to-peer world. When they do that, they have a lot of energy and a lot of money behind them. I mean, they're with the printing press, right? With the central banks. And they're experts at psyops. They're experts at human manipulation. Just look up Mnuchin, for example, the ex one of the ex US Treasury secretaries. The dude was the director of the vast majority of movies in the 2000s. Like, that just goes to show you, like, what's the director of the Treasury also making all the movies? What's going on here? These people are very intelligent when it comes to psychology. In reality, guys, and we don't need to go down this rabbit hole, but money is nothing more than our live energy, the energy of our livelihood. It's the energy that comes from us. So, and this is why we call it currency, because it is current, it is energy. And so when we take back our energy, our life force from the central planners who always want to be the middleman, the rent seeker between every human transaction, and we take it back for ourselves, of course they're going to be threatened. Of course they're going to want to step in some way, shape, or form. So it's very important to keep that in mind. So whenever we have innovation that threatens what they're doing and that inevitably brings a lot of value to the real agora, the real grassroots market of the world, here they will show up. And a classic example of this would be in the world of privacy coins. Like, a true privacy coin is one that is private by default at the protocol level. You do not get true privacy that you can rely on if it's optional. So what do? They give you very good cryptography, but optionally, like in the form of Zcash. I wouldn't trust that, because any good blockchain analytics company can probabilistically figure out exactly what belongs to who. At the very least, they can narrow down the probabilities and to pinpoint people and to track people. Because what happens when a blockchain is transparent is that history and reputation follows ownership, not just from the past, but also into the future. And this is why at the Crypto Vigilante, we emphasize privacy so much. It's so important. It's actually one of the philosophical, economic, fundamental constitutive makeups of what makes good currency. This literally comes from Aristotle, fungibility, that one unit of account will always be equal to another unit of account. So we have these two worlds, right? And so what do we do? Because in this mix-up of these worlds, right? What do we do when you have real grassroots experimentation happening, real grassroots innovation happening, and all of a sudden you have BS happening? Another good example would be what happened in Bitcoin with the ordinals in 2023. A lot of good innovation that actually changed the way people thought about the UX, UTXO model of Bitcoin, the way this revolutionary model of scaling in parallel on chain. And what happened? Right away, we got meme coins on Solana, right? You know, that in itself, you know, like, to me, was also a psyop, because it took away emphasis from actually creating something of value and took that energy into creating something of trash, of just gambling. And so the good thing about all of this is that we're all going through an educational process. And for me, as a teacher, as an OG Bitcoiner, it has been the what I've learned is to accept where the how the market apprehends these technologies. The cool thing about this is that we will always have the upper hand. We will always have the upper hand because we will always have the ability to create peer-to-peer technology where they will not be able to create peer-to-peer technology. Why is that? Because they are always getting in the middle of themselves. So that will always be our upper hand, which is beautiful. So how do we embrace all of this? Because crypto is multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary, and dude, it's crazy. It's freaking crazy. How do we actually incorporate this? How do we actually embrace this? So at the Crypto Vigilante, we emphasize every aspect because we have specialists that focus on different aspects of crypto. Let me give you what I do. What I do at the Crypto Vigilante is that I'm the guy who is fortunate enough to have a badass team to take care of a lot of macro things, and I can focus on making sure that I and our team and our subscribers are in, getting in on the ground floor on things. Sometimes my goal is before they have a price. Before they have a price. Like, think about that. I'm doing research constantly on figuring out what the next best thing is to get in when it's being born. And I understand not a lot of people can do that, and that's why not a lot of people do that. And the few people that do that and have a following on the internet are who I consider my peers. And a lot of them are either extremely wealthy, and so they don't even care to share their ideas anymore, and they've diversified into other things, or they're people who don't have the reputation that I have and are not dedicating and educating the way I do and my team does. So what is their game theory then? Their game theory is one where if you interact with them, you're just trusting them. And what they're telling you, I mean, you have to ask yourself, they're either an anonymous person that raised a reputation or someone overseas that raised a reputation who is indeed an incredible analyst in their own way. But like, how can you really? It just makes it hard, okay? Furthermore, we're in the age of AI where anyone that's trying to make a name for themselves, whether they be an author, an analyst, or what have you, they're people who you would have that question of, like, do these people even do the thinking for themselves? I was one of the last individuals in human history that was actually capable of creating a reputation for an audience, a pretty large audience, to know, like, hey, that dude can think for himself. He's doing his research and his writing on his own. And the same thing applies to all of my team. So anyone trying to create another network like we have has that uphill battle because now everyone's gonna question, hey, dude, I've never heard from you before. How do I know you're not just copy-pasting AI stuff? And that's kind of a sad part of where we're at as humanity, but it requires that much more human connection, right? And the cool thing is that we have that. Like, we saw this coming. Jeff Berwick, Ed Bugos, and the team, we saw this coming years ago, and we knew that we needed to create that human connection. And that's why we have Anarchapulco, Liberpulco, Anarcho Awakening, Anarchoforco. I mean, we have so many conferences, the TCV summits, the TDV summits, incredible, incredible events where you guys can come out and meet us in person. So that is something very valuable. Our team, Jeff, Ed Bugos, and I, who are the more public forward-facing individuals, have given our social capital per se, our extended our social validation to guys who are incredible analysts but are anonymous, and they work with us, they work for us, and these guys have made a reputation within our network, and honestly, they're incredible, dude. So our technical analysts, let's go back to the first question: when do I get into crypto? Our technical analysts were the guys who were the amongst the group that started charting Bitcoin in the Bitcoin talk forums in 2010. We're the first ones in the world to chart Bitcoin. So we got the most badass pedigree of technical analysts. And they are always on point in calling the top, calling the bottom. And again, going back to that number one question people ask me, when do I get into crypto? That question is asked of me during the top of the bull market. And I'm always kind of apprehensive because I always tell them, like, look, man, the best investment that you can make is that on your education. And well, now there's blood in the streets. Michael Saylor's talking about selling billions. Okay, maybe this is the time when you should start investing. Investing in not just, I mean, the most important investment again is education. Let's not kid ourselves. So, look, a lot of people come through Crypto Vigilante, and we have tons of testimonies. People that come through Crypto Vigilante, and then they pretty much graduate. And that's a good thing. You know, it would be, I don't see myself as the guy that wants, as the doctor that wants to keep you sick dependent on me. That's pretty shitty. Especially being that, like, this is our vocation. Like, why is it our vocation? Let's go there for a second. The crypto vigilante is our vocation because it is what is truly most profitable to us, to get down to the point. No one else does what we do. No one puts the skin in the game the way we do. No one else is out there teaching the way that we do on what really matters in crypto. And no one, and the few that do it, because there is a couple that do it, they don't come from the anarcho-capitalist libertarian mindset where they incorporate Austrian economics into everything that they do and how they see the world and how they see the market. They are people that, unfortunately, have been trained by the government indoctrination camps with Keynesian economics, where they justify the existence of bullshit paper assets and fiat currency and central banking, central planning, and centralized systems of law and centralized government. So think about that pedigree of analyst who is the cookie cutter MBA person who understands the world of business and finance from that mindset. You know, Jesus Christ said, you don't put new wine into old wineskins because it will burst. They burst and they really don't have nothing to show for. And they end up with cake on their face like Michael Saylor right now because they really don't understand these technologies. And yes, I just said Michael Saylor doesn't understand Bitcoin. Yes, he doesn't. He doesn't. Put him on a podcast with me whenever you want. I could talk to him for hours. Actually, I educated the two individuals that taught him about Bitcoin, and I came into Bitcoin with the dude that gave him the idea to start MicroStrategy, Pierre Rochard. We came into Bitcoin together in the same reading group of the Mises Circle at the University of Texas at Austin. So look, this is our vocation because it really saddens me and saddens my team to see so much ignorance about these technologies. And let's go there for a second. These technologies are very valuable, but because they are so valuable, they extend beyond just the digital. They honestly represent our minds. The state of crypto is nothing more than the state of the human mind. As a unit, collective, whatever, as a network. And the way you embrace Bitcoin, the way you embrace these technologies really is indicative as to how free your mind is. Because these technologies give you the possibility to be completely free from all the bullshit, tyrannical endeavors out there that are trying to weigh you down, weigh you, your loved ones, and your family down. So the more ignorant you are, the more likely you are to embrace Bitcoin by following some bozo like Michael Saylor and buying his paper bullshit from Wall Street and never really buying the Bitcoin itself. Just think about this for a second, right? You pay Elon Musk because he can make a electronic vehicle better than you, right? That's why you pay him for the vehicle. Okay. Well, what is Michael Saylor doing with the BS assets that you're buying from him? He's buying Bitcoin for himself. Wait a minute. Why go there? Why? He can't do that better than you. Elon Musk can make an electronic vehicle better than you, but Saylor can't really buy Bitcoin better than you. You can buy Bitcoin just as well, as easy, as efficiently, even better than Michael Saylor would be in buying Bitcoin for you. Actually, it's better if you just buy it yourself. So let's not kid ourselves here. It is all of crypto is nothing more than a mental game where we are at the front lines of educating the masses about how to really embrace these technologies. The three pillars of what we do at the Crypto Vigilante are the following. Number one, fundamental analysis. What the heck are we even talking about? What are these technologies? The what? Technical analysis. The when. When do I get in? When do I get out? Well, if you want to get in at the right time, this is the time to start educating yourself, join the Crypto Vigilante, and get ready to start positioning yourselves as this market bottoms. This crypto's not going anywhere, guys. Crypto's part of everything. It's part of AI, it's part of robotics. Oh, you don't believe me? So, what is the most efficient way that computers interconnect with one another? Without a central planner, it's called a blockchain network, a small world network, a mandala network, if you really want to get into it. The most efficient, fastest, most scalable way of interconnecting between computers is called a blockchain. That's never going to stop. And so, of course, big tech, of course, traditional finance is going to want to distort this reality. Because they themselves are intrinsically condemned to forcing themselves in the middle of every human interaction. That's their goal in life. Without you paying them a fee for every transaction, they don't exist. And with these technologies in the area of robotics, data management, currency, you don't need them anymore. So, of course, Bitcoin was hijacked. Actually, there is a hijacking of Bitcoin that happens every day. There's a hijacking of crypto that happens every day. Lies from the mainstream media. The hijacking doesn't happen out there necessarily. It happens in your mind. It happens in your mind. And so I'm putting this costly signal out there because a costly signal is an honest one. And I'm honestly telling you that the best investment for you is called your education. Because the most powerful computer is your mind. And they're trying to hijack your mind. Your mind is up for grabs. Your addiction to dopamine and cortisol is not by chance. They have you doom scrolling for a reason. They want you there. And they don't want you informed. They don't want you free. They want you enslaved. And these technologies are the way out. This is the key. And the key is actually learning. I don't want you becoming dependent on the crypto vigilante. I want you to grow with the crypto vigilante, grow with these communities. And the more you understand these technologies, the stronger these networks become. These are not just computers connecting to each other. There's individuals behind these computers connecting with each other peer to peer. I can go into any type aspect of computer science connecting with another computer, any business dealing connecting with another individual, whether they be next door to me or across the world, with as much ease without any intermediary, without any third party getting in the middle of our transactions. So that's how we grow as a network. And that is the reason why the crypto vigilante is my vocation and is our vocation. And this is why we're here to teach. This is our goal. And the main question again is, when do I get into crypto? Guys, the time to start learning and positioning yourselves is now. We're here to help. Connect with us. I have a free Crypto 101 video where I get deeper into all of this. Learn, 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 learn. Everyone out there, for the most part, is trying to distract you from this reality, the reality that these technologies change everything. And I will repeat something very important again that I've said in the past. Innovation is peer-to-peer. Anything that big tech or the banks or Wall Street creates is they cannot innovate anymore. Like when you understand this concept, you will realize that crypto will never die. It will only get stronger and will go through the ebbs and flows of the psyops and the attention-grabbing BS from the banks. That's okay. but they will never be able to innovate. They will never be able to out-innovate us. What the frick does that mean? Again, they get in the way. True innovation is peer-to-peer, and they cannot embrace peer-to-peerness of these technologies because they are intrinsically condemned to be the middlemen, the rent seekers that get in the way of every human transaction. We're here to stay. We're not going anywhere. While this BS has been happening in Bitcoin and in crypto, with all the distractions from the banks and the VC funds and the intelligence agencies that try to confuse you because their friends, the central bankers, are scared, doesn't matter. The real grassroots are still building. They're still building. And so, and that's kind of where I want to leave it. I want to leave it there because that is kind of like the message of hope. And the truth is that most people don't know what I just told you. And that's kind of a shame, but we can change that together. If you want to become a crypto vigilante affiliate, I think you should get a hold of us. I think you should DM us on X at Vigilante Crypto on X, or email us at help at cryptovigilante.com if you want to become an affiliate, because it's important for us to educate the masses. And actually, I just came up with this idea as I'm talking to you. Like, let's get the troops out there. Let's everyone activate. We need to educate people. This is the moment in time where if you ever wanted to come into crypto in an intelligent way and actually learn what the heck is going on, not from the mouthpieces of Wall Street and the mainstream media and big tech, this is the moment right now. This is our moment to seize. We need to seize this moment. We need to seize this moment. And we need to embrace it and really, and again, realize that these technologies are only as powerful as we are. We are the technology. Again, this is peer-to-peer technology. What does that mean? You're my peer, I'm your peer. And we're connecting with each other in a way that we don't need them anymore. So it's the medium is there. The technology's there, it's built. It's what matters is what upgrade does your mind have? What upgrade do you have in your mind? Let me help you bring my team. Let's upgrade your mind. The other aspect that we do in Crypto Vigilante, which is my opinion, my favorite, is the how. How do I actually use this technology? We call that operational security. We're cooking up some amazing educational products on that aspect. How do I remain secure? How do I remain private? How do I keep myself safe from being hacked, from being exploited on the internet? That's very important. And I don't know anyone else that does what we do, that we teach you the why, the what, the fundamental analysis, the technical analysis, the when do I get in, when do I get out, and the how do I actually use these technologies? So I, as y'all know, I love soccer and I'm in the middle of the World Cup right now. So I'm really enjoying myself. A lot of my family has been going to a lot of the games and I need to catch up to them. So I may be going to some. And yeah, I'm enjoying my summer. But I also know that this is the time to step it up. Oh, and before I leave, I've almost forgot to tell you. Oh my gosh. So when this, when we confirm the bottom, my money's on is gonna happen after August, because in August, guys, there are two Bitcoin forks happening. So there is the oops, we didn't mean to fork, but we forked, and now we're gonna scramble fork, which is nuts. Not really prepared, not really organized. They are the extreme small blockers that want nothing to change in Bitcoin BTC, and they are by de facto forking away from the network. They don't even know. I don't. These people don't even have a plan. So I think that is going to be a healthy fork for Bitcoin for BTC because it's going to give an opportunity for BTC to actually grow as it needs to. But unfortunately, guys, the bad news is that Bitcoin, BTC, and the core devs could have expanded the capacities of the BTC blockchain already. They just haven't wanted to. And I don't think they will even after that fork, unfortunately. I'm of the opinion that BTC is completely compromised. Not all my analysts see the world of Bitcoin that way. They don't agree with me, and I welcome that. I welcome that they disagree with me in that regard. But the way I see it, they play like they touch BTC, but they stay away from it. They say that they call themselves contributors to Bitcoin Core, but they're not responsible for it. When it comes to making a decision, they don't want to make a decision. And there is a culture of like, I am a smart dev that can know how knows how to tinker with the protocol, but really never is able to even do anything. It's a really confusing vibe that gets nothing done. And so they've embraced the notion of ossification, which means death to me, does nothing. The Lightning Network requires over 100. The Lightning Network itself, the Lightning Network white paper, I wrote about it in the last newsletter. I forget the exact number, but it requires the block size to increase. If the Lightning Network is to grow, to scale itself, the Lightning Network itself needs for the BTC block size to expand, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen on BTC, and it won't happen fast enough. And there are networks right now that are growing. There are networks that are right now processing 1 million transactions per second. So you're doing 7 to 10 transactions per second, BTC. You're behind the curve. Now, there is a very healthy fork that I am supporting of the BTC network called eCash. And that baby is incredible because it has drive chains, which allows anyone in the world to spin up a drive chain that runs alongside a copy of the Bitcoin blockchain, the eCash main chain, and we can have an Ethereum side chain, a Monero side chain, a Solana side chain, a Polymarket side chain. Like you name it, it's sky's the limit. I believe that that's Bitcoin's future. Bitcoin's future is eCash. So that is something I'm very excited for. There's a lot more enthusiasm for this in my heart than I'm showing right now, probably because I'm tired of talking for so long in this monologue. But definitely, the one thing to look out this summer, the vast majority of the crypto vigilante community has already positioned themselves for eCash, and they're ready to embrace it even more. It really is the next evolution in Bitcoin, and I mean it because it every altcoin or as Maxis like to call every shitcoin can become a side chain, or we call them drive chains of eCash. And so it's all of crypto into one network started by Satoshi Nakamoto, where we all share the same 21 million units of accounts that can move from drive chain to drive chain into infinity. And to me, that is the design Satoshi gave us, because he gave us Namecoin to be merge mined with BTC, with Bitcoin at the beginning. And so this is the same thing. We're merge mining drive chains with the main chain of eCash, which is a copy of BTC. And we're gonna have infinite amount of drive chains. And so that makes me very bullish, because no longer now do you have to like move from one coin to the other. You just move from drive chain to drive chain. And so, and it's all under the same unit of account, right? eCash itself. So that makes me very happy. ECX will be the ticker symbol. It hasn't started yet. The fork date of eCash is August 21st. So it comes to us as a Leo. Oh my gosh, watch out for all of you that like horoscopes and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm not really into that, but sure. So yeah, guys, so this summer, okay, see right there, guys, real quick, that's an example of getting in early on something through the crypto vigilante before it even was like launch, right? eCash, right? So if you're a Crypto Vigilante subscriber, you got an opportunity to have exposure to this opportunity before the world will have it in August 21st. If you still want exposure to it, become a Crypto Vigilante subscriber and learn about it as soon as possible. Learn how to get into it. Learn how to involve yourself with it. You have what? A month? Almost 2 months to get yourself up to speed and how to embrace this next fork of Bitcoin, which in my opinion is the like is it is what's it's the so BTC guys is I don't see a future personally for it. I see Wall Street trying to like their gerbils turning, trying to Michael Saylor's trying to figure out how to it's like a shipwreck, right? They already hit the iceberg, right? And it's like people are jumping off and they're and Knots is jumping off and like the life raft is like eCash, but eCash is not really a life raft. It's just like the Satoshi design coming down as a spaceship to say, all right, Bitcoiners, jump on. And every Bitcoiner that has BTC will be given, because since it's a fork, right, of the chain, for every one BTC you have, you will have one eCash. Okay. So, yeah, the future of Bitcoin is eCash. So I'm excited for that. And yeah, I don't know what's going to be of the BTC network. I honestly don't. Michael Saylor, for every BTC that he has, he's going to have an eCash, which is a beautiful thing. So he's going to be able to hedge himself, and his investors probably won't be as screwed. So you're welcome, Saylor. You're welcome that the grassroots is saving your ass, and you don't even realize it. But yeah, man. Well, congratulations for believing in us, and I hope you pick the winning side because we're going to change the world. So enjoy your summer. I'll come back to you shortly with more videos. Peace, love, anarchy. Now we are dealing with a possible world war. Some will say we are already in a world war. My condolences and prayers go out to everyone suffering under tyranny. It really sucks. I'm really sorry. But it seems as if people are starting to wake up regarding crypto more and more each day. And so it's in the description right here to read where we give our secret sauce and what we teach our subscribers, because things are just that bad. You know, everyone needs this information. People need to know about sound cryptocurrencies that are actually private by default and to know how to properly use crypto.